Hello, I'm Isawellen, and this is Isawellen Writes Stories for Adults. Hey everyone, I'm doing another intro, as you can see, for a podcast because some stuff went wrong. Today I have a heart abandoned one from Twitter. He is a writer on Twitter. Of course he is. A poet. I want to do this summer coffee hour thing of poetry and words and feeling and interviews. It's not that I don't do interviews all the time, but I'm going to kind of focus them. And I'm hoping I can get some people who are safe from work, but whose words are deep and interesting and intriguing, and whose life experiences are powerful and painful and interesting, and all of them just be like, I'm just me. Why do you want to talk to me? Because you're who I write about. I put the mundane, real characters in weird bodies, in fantasy worlds, but they're just you and me. That's who I'm writing about. I'm just writing about regular people. And you all fascinate me. We all think differently. There's just so much. So a heart abandon is, the poor man, I'm apologizing now to the audience and to him. I feel like I strong-armed him into this, and if I can get him to do it again, I will. He's so sweet and so generous to put up with me and all the technical difficulties I had getting this up and getting him on the show, and I'm just very, very kind, and I appreciate that. I am well aware of the stretching of the kindness extended towards me, and it is very much appreciated. Also, while we were podcasting, a friend came on. Maybe you guys remember Big Daddy Fox. And there's a two or a one at the end of that on Twitter. And I'll put all this stuff in the box, you know, in the information box, so that when you come and listen to the podcast, you can click on it and get the information and get the links. You can always do that. But he came on and we read some works, and it was a good time. It was a good time. I want to get everybody, like four or five people, and we'll just go around reading our works. Come on, please. Oh, you know you want to do it. Okay, so that's what's happening now. I'm just introducing my friend, A Heart Abandoned, also known as M. I think I call him everything but the kitchen sink in this. I'm a little flighty. Forgive me. I hope you enjoy this, though. Whatever you're doing today, whether you're walking or running or doing homework or housework or laying still and listening quiet. I hope that the podcast has value to you. And I'm hoping that I can bring more value. Thank you, people. So there's going to be background then, but that's fine. It won't be so much when you're on. So you just have your phone now and nothing else?
Yeah.
Can you hear my feedback the way I can hear it?
What do you mean?
There's an echo when I talk. I hear myself twice, three times, four times.
No, I can't hear any kind of echo.
Okay, then that'll be fine. That'll work really well, because when you read, then it won't bother you. So I want you to take a deep breath. You're here. I'm so sorry about all the rigmarole. I want to know when you started writing poetry, Mr. M. I'm very curious, you know, the writing journey and how people get inspired and when they start, you know, dabbling. I think we actually had this conversation, but now we have to share it with the world. So when and how have you always written poetry? I mean, what inspired you to come on Twitter and write poetry?
Well, as far as like just writing itself, I started in high school, my senior year. I had I was a horrible student, and I had an English teacher that I just gave complete hell the entire time. And so to try to focus me that she told me to write some poems for. And so I struggled and battled with it, and I wrote her some pieces of crap, I'm sure, but she was very encouraging, and I kind of enjoyed that battle of trying to, because back then, I thought everything had to rhyme. So I, that whole battle with it was interesting to me. So I just kind of kept doing it after that. And I did it probably for maybe a couple of years, and then I just kind of stopped. And then when I came to Twitter, I really just kind of was just hanging out. But then I was really enjoying reading everybody else's work. And so I thought, well, why not? I'll throw in a couple of things, and if somebody likes it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. And I've just kind of been doing it since then.
So about how long? A year, 6 months, 2 months, 5 years?
I've only been on Twitter for maybe 2 years.
2 years. So, what did you think of the poetry? You were hanging out and looking at. Were you surprised to find poetry on Twitter?
In a way, yeah, but then if you kind of look at Twitter, it really isn't that surprising because there's literally everything on Twitter if you just look at the right spot.
It's fine literature next to smut. It's just
Yeah,
all.
it's kind of a wonderful dichotomy that you have, tits on one screen, and then the next one you've got this beautiful poem about love or something. I find that whole twist kind of interesting in itself.
It is. It is. There is a lot about the poetry. There might be, an erotic side and a non-erotic side. I don't know. Maybe people just follow certain. I tend to follow everybody, so I'd never know if it's pictures or whatever that inspire, or if it's somebody I know. I'm a big follower backer. So. And the erotica community on Twitter, I've talked about it a lot, is really welcoming, and they share, and they, So I just most of my followers are usually connected somehow with them, and so I end up on dirty Twitter again, but with poetry and beautiful stuff because I'm, trying to hunt down and follow everybody. So I was surprised when I came. I've been on Twitter a year, maybe a year and a half, 2 years. 2019 is 2021, yeah. So I was really shocked. I was surprised that men were writing poetry. I was surprised that women were writing so much. I was surprised it was all different kinds. The prompts that they have, and the whole different. I know there are DM rooms and all these things going on too. That happened of collaboration and just challenges. And I think that is a fascinating thing. If you like, Facebook has its little groups and people get in their groups. There's nothing like that that I know of on Facebook because for whatever reason, the part of it is the way it's set up, but. I couldn't think of any other place where you could go on and you could post something and I could say, hey, I want to do something with it. And you could collaborate or you could just start writing with somebody, writing back and forth or do something that I can't think of any other place where you would do that.
I don't have any idea either. It was definitely just a happy accident that
That you found
found
it.
it. Yeah.
And then you were inspired to start writing again. Now, some of your poetry, you have, you were asked, what should I bring? And you said the whiskey poems. And how many whiskey poems do you, I mean, how? I like the whiskey poems because they remind me of country songs and they have this very, oh, I don't want to say cowboy, but they have a very kind of, it's between the country song and the blues song, kind of feel for me when I read them. And so I really enjoy them quite a bit. But how many of them do you have? Is it a theme you often write on, or?
Oh, yeah. I, you know, honestly, I have no idea. I kind of write something and then I completely forget about it. I don't even I'll read it before I send it, but I won't ever read it again after that.
Oh, really? So you're reading poetry that you haven't read for a while. You just picked them out and.
Yeah, I just had to kind of thumb through my timeline to find stuff because I don't put it in a folder or something where I can go back and look at it or anything like that. What I'm going to write that day kind of depends on the circumstances of the day or what kind of mood I'm in. So, you know, one day I might do a whiskey write or maybe two, but then at the same time, depending, like I'm only in a few rooms, so, and only two of them are prompt rooms, and I just started the second one, but you know, I kind of use the prompt and sometimes I kind of say, well, okay, so I'll do one smutty one with that word, and then I'll do one dark one with that word, you know. So if I'm going to do that, then I kind of writing smutty stuff, I don't really have to be in a mood for. I can just kind of write that. That's really not a.
Oh, that just really happens. Need, that one unfolds.
Yeah, it's not a. Oh, I really need to think about this one. But like the darker stuff and the whiskey stuff, I'll usually start listening to music that I know will kind of get my head in that kind of frame of mind.
Oh, so it is inspired by music.
Oh, yeah. There's some of the stuff that I write that, like, you could literally put it into the song that I'm listening to because the words basically exchange with the lyrics.
So you're writing back and forth to what's already, you know, there.
Sometimes I do. Yeah.
That's very cool. I've done that a couple times. I tend to, that's interesting. That's not true. I did the other day. Sometimes something is just really inspiring and, I'm messing with Twitter trying to post and share this out and Twitter and my whole interface is a little bit different. So I'm like, I don't know what anything looks like, but, so what music specifically, what music would you shared some with me. So share with the audience kind of what music really draws you and speaks to you. Would you consider it storyteller music? I mean, is it music that has a little bit more than your average WAP and pop beat?
Oh yeah. Don't even get me started on music. I think so. Probably a year ago, I stumbled on to they're kind of like a subgenre in the country field, like Tyler Childers, and they're really good storytellers, and it's usually just them and the guitar, or it's them and they're using their foot to play a bass drum. You know, it's really simple stuff on a lot of it, but the stories are just fantastic that they tell. And so I really kind of dove into that genre of music, and a lot of that stuff is kind of inspirational. It's kind of like my springboard for what inspires me to write something. But, I also have one specific song from, I'm probably going to say his name wrong, but Ray LaMontagne, I think is his name. There's one of his songs that I listen to And I tend to like listen to the same song over and over and over for hours.
Yeah, I
And
do too, to write.
And it really does kind of just stick in my head and makes me inspired to write something a lot of times.
Well, that's cool. I like that. And so it's the music, and are you tapping into the music, or you have a feeling and you are using the music to kind of launch you? Different people have. I've had massive, really long conversations about what inspires you. Why do you say you can't write one day and you can say you can write the other? So does that happen to you? Do you have times when you just can't write and you're not interested in it, or it's a mood thing and there's no words, or maybe there's too many words and you want to write, or how does that, is it a conscious process, or is it just a, oh, I don't have anything to do and I'm kind of think I'm going to try this tonight?
Well, again, with the smutty stuff, that I just kind of throw that off. Like I might think, oh, I might say, oh, in an elevator, and then all of a sudden, yeah, I'm running off with sex in an elevator kind of thing. If I'm about to write something like that, but if it's something that I want to have a little more thought process to. Sometimes, like if my head's already in that area, sometimes like maybe two or three words or a phrase will pop up into my head, and if it clicks, then I have to like sit down right then and write it out. Because if I don't, then I'll forget it and it'll never come back. So either I use the music to kind of get me in the mood, or I could just be working and a thought will pop into my head and it's like, ah, crap, I need to this one this I you know like I can already in my head I can already hear other words forming to finish it out or to lead up to it or whatever it's
Oh, there
going
you
to do.
go.
But at the same token, I'm not one of those that like will sit down and fret over what I'm writing. Like I don't spend more than 10 minutes writing anything. Maybe 15 if I feel like I might get something good out of it, but if I can't get it to come out in 10 minutes, I throw it away.
Have you ever done the writing back and forth, the call and response, where some, you write something and somebody comes and posts under yours, and then you write something else? And
No, I've never tried that. It sounds interesting.
it is, if you hit a groove, it can be so fun. It can be a ton of fun. I quite enjoy it. Not every some people will be like, oh, okay. That's not what I meant, but
Yeah, I could see that.
sometimes, or it doesn't always, but it that's another thing, is that collaborative. As long as you don't take somebody's work and post it as your own, without permission, the collaborations that can happen just to play with words is fantastic. It's a ton of fun. So yeah, and it stretches you. It can be, I did this incredible poetry slam once with a lot of people. There were so many threads. We were on, we had been given a body part, and it was, I can't remember the name of it now, but it's that little dent on at the base of your throat. It has, we were given the medical name of it. And so we were supposed to be writing from that, the medical name, some sensual poetry. And so we're going back and forth and we're writing the poetry, and then somebody go, I'm not very good at this, and is kind of doing this sad poetry. I'm like, no, you can't. And it kind of rhymed and kind of didn't, and we're just pounding it. It that thread was so, I think we had five writers just going back and forth, and it was very amusing. It was a little crazy. I wish I could get people to do it more often, but it It is, yeah. It is kind of, you got to be in a mood sometimes. Some people, I don't have to be in a mood. I could write poetry every day and it'd probably end up being repetitive, but sometimes for me it's about the words and putting the words together in new ways or the sounds or trying to describe one little thing, one moment. So I was telling a friend that it's an exercise for me. It's not, and sometimes I spend way too much time exercising on poetry, not physically, but So, you've just started writing and you've kind of gone in. How are the DM work rooms working for you? I have never been invited to. I probably could start one, but I've never been invited to a DM room. I don't have time now. So thank you so much, people. If anybody's, you could just invite me and give me the honor of saying, no, I don't have time. But I've never been in, I've been on Twitter. I couldn't tell you how long. I don't know what vibe I give off. Am I scary? I am, aren't I? You can admit it.
No,
No, I'm
you're
terrified. I don't know what it is, but I've not ever been invited. So I don't. So what is that? How is that dynamic working for you?
Well, the first room that I got into recently works really well. We take turns putting the word out for the day, and ours isn't the room really doesn't have a whole lot of pressure or any kind of, there's no competition between anybody in there. It's really supportive, so you just kind of take the word and leave and post stuff whenever you write something, and then everybody, tries to keep caught up and, like everybody's poems if they're good, and retweet them if they need to, and all that stuff if they want. So that works out really well, I think. I was in a room quite, over a year ago, and now when I wasn't as comfortable in that one. It had a little bit more of a clicky kind of vibe to it, and so I didn't stay in that one. I got out of that one pretty quick, but I like the rooms that I'm in right now because there's no pressure and there's no competition, and it's just incredibly good writers that blow my mind that I can just support,
Retweet, share their stuff out, like everything, and that's kind of neat. And I like that. I like that supporting and just, there are different poets that have books or whatever. You never, nobody's ever going to make $1 million writing a poetry book. Even, I don't even think you could be the poet laureate and you might get, a somewhat decent salary. I don't know what that pays, but I don't even think that, boosts anybody. I don't think Maya Angelou was a poet laureate, and she probably got money for movies, some of her books. So poetry writing, but it's still you can support each other and marvel at the skill. Like you said, there are so many. I need to, I'm gonna pimp you out. You need to tell people come on the show. I guess maybe people are, okay, I'm going to listen to see who you're talking to. And then I'm talking to this person. That person is getting really raunchy. And I'm like, yeah, but it's not all that. Go scroll up, scroll up. There's more. Because I really do. It's people's personal stories. And then just the story, the craft of writing. Yeah, I enjoy the craft of writing quite a bit. And so seeing other people do interesting things with it and all of that is just, I don't know. It just feels like a privilege somehow. I don't know. It just, and getting to share and all of that and see some of the poets have, they put it on Twitter first, see how it goes, and then they make the book. So you've already gotten to read, and you're just, collaborating and pulling things to, or not collab, collating, pulling things. You've already gotten to read all their stuff, and they've just put it in a book. And I'm sorry. I was getting a message on Twitter, and I thought maybe it was something to do with podcasting. It's not. I just disappeared. Okay, I'm going to turn that off so I can look and see what's going on. Hi. Somebody came into the chat, so I see you, lady. I'm telling you back. Hi. Yeah, so you brought poems, and I would love for you to read. Let me see what time it is. We still have more time, though, so I could pick your brains. And find out, you know, I find out about your handle. Why is your handle, I can't even say Wrought Iron Heart. Why is your handle Wrought Iron Heart?
Okay, so initially.
Go ahead. Oh, I was going to say, you don't have to say anything you don't want to. We didn't talk about, you know, Twitter being what it is and dirty Twitter being what it is. People do like to be anonymous. And so if I ask a question that is kind of pushes that button for you, yeah, just say, no, I'm not going to answer that. That's fine. Because we didn't talk. We should have talked. We should have been like, other than asking your name, I'm calling you M. I didn't ask you, well, can I ask about your personal life? Can I ask about your home story? Can I ask about, I said I'd talk about writing. So,
okay.
So what's, do you mind sharing what's in your handle, why it's Wrought Iron Heart?
Well, initially it was a heart abandoned due to, you know, the typical heartbreak persona that I was going through at the time when I made the handle. But as I got to writing more, a really good friend of mine suggested that I needed to change the name to something more appropriate to what I was writing about. And kind of at the same time, kind of pull a little bit from what I do with my life, because I do a lot of metal work, like artwork and stuff with metal, and I weld and stuff. So that's kind of how I kind of came up with the Wrought Iron Heart.
Do you do any art with the metal work that you do?
Yeah. My big thing is I make roses. That's kind of my big thing, because it's easy to sell those. But
that's cool. Have you ever made any steampunk stuff?
Any type of what?
Steampunk. Do you know what steampunk is?
Oh, no, I know what steampunk is, but I haven't ever made anything like that.
Oh, I might give you some ideas. I ask because my friend, she would do some resale, you know, at one of these little resale antique things that are really big in Washington and where I'm from. And people also will have like little booths, and they will sell things they make. And right. One guy had been doing steampunk, but he took lamps and he did this really kind of conglomeration. And I make steampunk stuff, but I can't weld. I also am not very good with a screwdriver, a wrench. I glue everything on. But when I get my hands on real metal pieces and being able to, I'll show you one. My son was like, Mom, I want this. And I'm like, I want a box. I need another box with gears that move. And I'm like, oh, I don't even begin to know.
Yeah.
I can only glue so much.
Right, yeah.
But that's neat that you make the roses. Do you color them? How do you do that?
No.
I mean, well, how do you give them that rose feel?
I've painted a few of them, but most of them I just keep as raw metal. I'll clear coat them so they don't rust unless I intentionally rust it. Then I'll clear coat it again, so it's rusted and doesn't keep rusting. But
do you use a solution to rust it?
There's tons of formulas you can use that'll age stuff quicker than it sitting it outside.
That is very cool. See, rusted stuff and found art kind of things. I never went and bought the solution. Well, maybe I did and I don't forgot it. But rusting things like tin boxes and whatever and putting them on, and then you do the welding and the that's kind of delicate work to get the if you're welding the rows together. How long does it take to make you one? How long does it take you to make one?
It depends on the style that I'm making. I can make from start to finish, cutting out the metal and bending it and everything else. I can probably do one in a couple hours.
Oh, well, a couple hours, that's a lot of focus, and you get that done, and then a couple hours for one rose, that's still a lot. Can you make, is there a size limit you have on them? Like, could you make, instead of a rose, could you make a peony with bigger petals?
I can make anything.
Oh, that's very cool. Okay, I learned something new. okay, so now I know that. I know your name. I know Heartbreak. That is kind of how I ended up with my darling ISO account is because oh, 2020 was a year for me. In some ways, it was amazing. Very amazing. Massively blessed. And in other ways, it was life altering and horrifying. And so I would get on at night and feel very manic and just dump poetry all over my professional account, just all kinds of stuff. And some really dark and angry and this, that, and the other thing. And I was just flooding my account every night. And I thought, oh, I got to quit this. This is not a good look for a romance writer.
Nice.
It wasn't working for me. So then I made the Lost Darling account. And I'm still over here. I still, the poetry for me is really addictive. I don't get a ton of likes. I don't get it. But there's something about I'll wake up and I'll have two words in my head and need to put them somewhere. And then that'll go to another one and then another one. And then I'm like, okay, one more. It's I'm as bad with poetry as I am with M&Ms. Just one more. One more. That's it. One more. And I'm done. Yeah. So go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say it's yeah, I just like to write. I try to write something, at least one thing every day, but if I don't, it's not that big a deal. And I'm kind of like you, I don't have a whole lot of, I don't get a lot of interaction off of it, except from, the people that are actually in my rooms, but and that's fine. I don't really care if I get known or whatever you want to call it.
Oh yeah,
I'm
I'll never
fine
be
with
famous for poetry.
that. Yeah, I'm fine with just writing and going on. I'm not that attached to it anyway, so.
I don't feel I don't know. In some ways I do, in some ways I don't. I don't if I lost it forever, it would not be the same as if I lost the book. It is it would not. In fact, I could not tell you how many times I thought, okay, that's it. I'm going to close my account. I'm going to close my account. I'm done. I need stop wasting time. I'm just going to close my account. And I never do. I at least in the last year, 20 times, 20 or 30 times, I've only shut it down once and logged off. But at least 20 or 30 times. I'm going to tweet out again and, so I'm going to be silent here for a minute and awkward. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just something that I'll just kind of share. I came up with it, and I'm sure somebody's done it. It can't be that original, but I kind of had this inspiration, and I've only done it twice, but where like I get a thought for something, and I'll write it. And then I'll take like the exact last few lines from that one, and I'll use it to start another write.
That then, makes sense. I've read that. This is how slow I am. I'm like, oh, that's familiar.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done that twice. And it's really hard to figure out how to get it to come out in order when you post it too.
Yeah, that would be a neat thing if you could, if Twitter could. And an edit.
I did five of them the first time where I just kept going from end to beginning. And then I only did it for four of them the next time, but I kind of like that whole, it's kind of a rush because I did it all at one time, you know, each one of the writes aren't really connected to the previous one. They're not the same subject on some of them or anything. It's not a continual story. It's just, I just use that as like the springboard for another idea on the next write. I find that kind of interesting to do.
I've kind of seen another writer do that, but he wasn't writing poetry. He was writing like short statements, and it kind of made a whole story, kind of not. It all fit together for me in the final form, but I never could quite figure out because he was going back way back, really older tweets, and then he'd add something onto them and then retweet that. And I couldn't figure out the kind of the process, but it is that's a cool idea. I've not ever done anything like that. I have done threads kind of every now and then. My threads don't do very well, you know, the long stories. It depends on what it's about. If it's it depends on, but they don't always do well. Yeah. And some people can do them though, and they get all kinds of, I don't understand, but it's okay.
If I could understand Twitter, then I probably wouldn't be on Twitter.
For me, I guess, you know, it's not the popularity contest, but I want to sometimes target audience is a big thing. And I want to know if I'm speaking to an audience. And I'm not. As a poet, not at all. Very little.
but see, that's the whole thing with Twitter. Like I know there are people on there that, they're not really, I mean, occasionally they might throw out a poem, but for the most part, they're just kind of tossing out one or two lines that makes a statement more or less. Mm-hmm. And like I can see them post, and in 10 minutes they'll have more likes than I have followers, you know? And I talk to people about that, and they say, well, you know, they're playing with the system, you know, they're in all these rooms, and you know, they reply to everybody, and you know, they just basically they're
good
just
Lord, Twitter themselves. Is their job. It sounds like
it's like the, you know, but you know, I mean, you've got somebody with a fairly small account, and they end up, you know, hitting a bigger audience than I'll ever even think about hitting, because I just post and then whatever happens, but you know, they're playing the game, I guess. And posting,
they're just all the engagement. Yeah. I'm terrible about engaging. I try to say thank you. I retweet a lot of stuff. I don't always interact with other tweets. That might be it. I don't have time for that. I'm sorry.
Fair to play the game. So.
I don't have time for that. I shouldn't be on there anyway. Okay. Would you go ahead and read one of the poems you brought? Why don't you do one of the whiskey ones first?
Okay. Yeah, this is gonna go really well. Me reading.
No, it's gonna be fantastic. You know, you're doing something new tonight.
Okay, so here we go. driving down dirt roads, doing 95, chugging on a whiskey bottle, feeling fine. Devil's hanging out the window on the other side, knocking down mailboxes every time. Jesus in the back seat, hanging on for dear life. He's singing hallelujah as this highway to hell blasts across the line. That's it.
A good one. No, I like it. I like it. That one's a, he's singing highway to hell is across the line. That's why I like that one. I like the ending. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead next.
Okay, so let me see this. Okay. Staring out the window, watch the rain cry on the window. Lightning illuminates the darkness, flashes of clarity. The glow of my cigarette in the glass reflects different shades of gray in the face I no longer recognize. Birds in the darkness sing to the rain as I slowly fade away. That's it.
They're all Twitter linked. How hard is it to keep within the Twitter links? Do you have it? Do you ever fight with that? Do you ever want to?
Almost everything that I write uses every character, and sometimes I have to cut stuff to make it fit. I kind of cheated on a couple of them because I had gotten into this rhythm. When I was writing, I had gotten into this rhythm, but I discovered that like every time that I would write, the last two lines would not fit, and I didn't want to start a second page because everybody tells me if you go to a second page, you're dead. You know, nobody reads it or catches it half the time. So what I did is I cheated basically, and I downloaded an app where I could write it onto page, and then I just posted the page.
Instead. Oh, I've done that. Yeah, you sometimes it's just those two words, and you gotta have them.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But most of them, I just make them fit, one way or another.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. You take off. You know. You shorten your and. You'd use an ampersand, and you use a. Yeah. You'll cut out any kind of extra thes and these, and sometimes it's not exactly, yeah, I know, or all commas and periods gone. And
right. Exactly, yeah.
Which kind of takes you might maybe ruin your rhythm, but you know, and people on Twitter, every writer has the same problem sometimes.
I know.
So would you read the sensual one? And is the next one? Did you bring that one?
Yes, I brought one. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. His kisses melt her as she gives in. The banter, the pleasure, the seduction begins. She becomes breathless. Strong hands take hold, moving her easily, her resistance to fold. She begins to whisper, her body now his toy. His appetite for destruction, and she's begging to be destroyed. That's it.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Thank you for bringing your poems. Did you bring more? I would let you read more. I'm enjoying it. But you're like, no, please. I had 20, and you said these would be good.
Yeah. I sent you two more. I can read those if you want. Yes.
Would you please go ahead and read those?
Sure. Okay. Still fading, lost in all the reckless things I do, wondering where I went without you, merging restless souls on ocean's tides, drifting with the sand back to the darkness. I can feel myself growing colder, eyes heavy, as I'm twisting slowly into an empty thought of you. That's all of that one.
That's a good one too. You're getting more comfortable. You're reading more slow. when you're nervous, people, everybody does it.
It's pretty fast, yes.
Yeah, they want to get done, and they don't, you know, they're trying to get done and whatever. And I've done it too. I've read whole chapters really fast. I thought I was building tension, but the person whose chapter I read, they're like, do you have to go? You're kind of missing it. Do you have to go so fast? Now I probably read too slow. No, you're doing a great job. Look, you haven't stumbled anything. You haven't, you know, you're doing better than you think.
Okay, so I have this is the last one that I sent you. It's a sexual one, so
It's a smutty one. That are so
yes,
easy to write for you, Fern.
yes.
It's okay, smutty. I never write smutty poetry. I'm writing about vacuum cleaners. Anyways, go on.
Right. Yes, you write really well about vacuum cleaners too. Okay. She met him at the door, naked, on her knees. She had blindfolded herself, waiting. Sees her in anticipation, glistening as it trickles down her thigh, her breath shallow as he steps near, lips parting in anticipation. Her pride that she was skilled at being his vessel, wanting to be filled. That's all of that one.
That I like that. That was beautiful. No, your smut is still pretty. I mean, yeah, sometimes you get it's a little wrong, but that blend of the raunchy and the romantic is really cool. Look, you're getting clapped, and she's like, absolutely, and wow, so powerful. And that in the chat lady is like, yes, it's good stuff. You're like, no, it's not. No, it's not.
Yeah, now I'm just embarrassed, so
Why would you be
I never really think about anybody reading it really, so
Oh, I
and
would
now
never
I'm
say I
seeing
had
something.
that problem. Yeah. It yeah, you're not allowed to read any of my books, so just so you know. Oh, Tom. Hey, Tom, how are you? Links in oh, she's asking where we are on Twitter, and so I'm answering that question, trying to answer that question. Why am I? We're on Twitter, and I was trying to give you his handle, which is a heart abandoned one, and then you can look up wrought iron and wrought, what is it? Wrought iron
Heart, wrought iron heart.
Wrought iron heart and heart abandoned one. And I'm like I'm all over the place. My mom is texting me from another room. She's like, what are you doing? I should have told her that I was live streaming. She's what are you doing? At least she's not up on the stairs yelling at me or anything.
That would be classic.
Yeah, oh no, don't. Come on. let's see. I'm looking for, there's your name. Why didn't that? Oh, I tweeted it out wrong, and so it didn't highlight you on that one. I have 9 questions. Damn it, Mom, I'm doing a podcast. Bring me a sandwich, right? Which is even funnier because I started podcasting with my kids' microphone and they were just as bad. Mom! Mom! And yeah.
That's funny.
Well, you know, they knew how to set up everything, and my boys did, and then you know, used to have to put a sign outside the door. So when are you going to finish my song? It's not my song.
Yeah, we need to finish that.
I don't know if the guy who did the beat, if he's going to actually make one, but wouldn't that be awesome? I said, could you just lay down a blues beat, just something? And so I sent, you know, you saw me post the other one so that he would get kind of a feel. The reason
Right.
it sounds like that is because I'm listening to I could not find any copyright-free music that I liked, so I couldn't record it. So I'm listening to it on the headphones and then singing your words along to the copyright, because I can't read music, you can't do anything. I'm just, faking it the whole way. And yeah, it kind of yeah, some of it was like, what is she doing? I don't, I could just imagine. But
I was
yeah.
when you did that, I was that was like that's probably the happiest I've been in I can't tell you how long. And
Oh, I'm sorry. We need to get you some happy now.
I was like literally trying to think of anybody I could tell that you had done that.
On Twitter,
I know it was like it's like this is so cool. She like turned one of my poems into a song.
That's funny. No, don't. Yeah, I wish I was a better. I love to sing, but I'm not. I cannot carry. I have no ear for so much. There's so much to that. Yeah. Anyway, so you need to work on that. And the other thing, who are you going to invite to come on my podcast and read poetry? You're in the DRAM rooms that I'm not allowed in. So just to give a invite everybody.
Okay, yeah, I will. I'll try to recruit you some bodies.
Yeah, I need you to recruit. Tom, are you I don't want to end yet. I kind of started late and I was this, that, and the other thing. If you want to come on and read something, Tom is overseas and are you still? I don't know where he is now. Tom's a friend and he yeah, recruits. Oh, you like the poetry. Yeah, Tom, go on and read some poetry. yeah, I'm not reading any mine today, so he probably can't. He might be at work. More poetry, please. you could go to your feed and read one. Can you get on your feed where you are?
Yeah, I could.
Could you?
What kind would you like? I guess is more the question.
What kind would I like? I don't know. You can pick. Actually, you could just go and read some, go down your feed and read, any that you thought were halfway,
Now, don't tell me to find ones that I think are halfway decent because then I'll never look at any of them.
Nobody ever thinks they're good. They are good. Look, Lady likes them and she's just, come and get Suckage 999 likes them. So come on, just keep reading. I cannot tell you how much I've wanted since I found Dirty or Poetry Twitter. I've a year ago I was just plopping p other people's poetry off of there and reading it because I was just really. I'm very serious when I say I feel like it's a treasure trove of words. So yeah, no, just and don't be, don't. Perfection is not a thing. Nobody's expecting you to be perfect. We're all human, so.
Okay, I'll find something. Let's see. Here we go. Okay, this one's a smutty one. I'll just put that right out there so everybody knows. But it's a pretty mellow one. But anyways, here we go. The sting along her skin. Where her panties used to be, slowly bringing her favorite red to the surface. She glances back to see his face, lost in admiration of her curves, a tingle in her belly as a whimsical smile crosses his lips, his pleasure gained as his hand smacks her ass again. That's it.
Well, that you said that as that Tom and I wrote one together for Indulgent Designs, and if he wanted to read that one with me, that's in still in my you can still log into that, could you? Yes, romance and love, and it actually has a spanking in it, but it's a loving spanking.
Right.
It is.
Your
It's a very,
poets. It's always a loving space.
Yeah, it's always a loving space. Tom, do you want to read that one? Can you get into your you have to send me the link, but yes, you could do that. I will do that. I will do that. So I'm gonna let you come on in, Tom. I'm gonna send you an invite. Are you have you got your head earbuds on or any of that? And then back up here, I think you might be there was a comment that I like your dude even. I think he's in the drop-in with room with you, or you share. I'm not sure. I can't. You got to type your sentence again. I think it's got a typo. I'll send you the link, Tom. Do you have your headphones in? And then I can just add you. I'm so glad you came on today. I know that it was quite a rigmarole, getting the right headphones, and then they didn't work. And so, guess what? I have an announcement. You can use your phone when you podcast with me, but headphones work better because I can hear an echo, and but you can't hear it, and that would drive you nuts. So, okay, Tom, I'm inviting you. So Tom is out in Norway. It says you're con and there he is. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I just feel like I should give you a big giant hug.
I mean, I would never say no to a hug. Hi, everyone. All right, let's start with a tragic fact, okay?
Okay,
I haven't had a
tragic.
hug since December 19
December 9th.
from anybody.
Oh, Tom, and I whine about it so much, not having hugs,
I
and
mean,
I.
I've barely I don't think I've even shaken a hand since about March last year. I've forgotten what people feel like. It is what it is.
It is what you forgot. How does that work with you and Tink? Do you're like, oh, I cannot. Are you? I bet that's just this. I can't even imagine.
I mean,
Oh.
I don't even know what to say at this point.
Well, I know. So Tink is your girl,
My
and
girl.
you can't even hug her. You haven't even had. I
I
mean,
mean, she's 15
that's a
miles
whole nother
away.
level of separation.
I mean, it's August the 11th will be our 1 year anniversary, and the plan is for me to be there with her for that. So.
That is. Well, I hope so. August. Okay. So, where is she now? Is she in the UK?
Well, she's in Ireland.
Oh, she's in Ireland. Are they on lockdown?
Yes. Yeah, apparently.
Oh.
But the UK and Ireland, pretty much all of the UK and Ireland is planning to be out of lockdown by the end of this month, so long as
By
nothing
the.
else tragic happens.
Nothing else tragic happens. Okay, I am sending you the link. I sent you the link to your and I actually everybody if you I don't know if you'd be able to get it. Are the links I don't think the links click in the they don't, do they? I put things in and but if you wanted to know where it is, it's in my Google Drive and you could look at it. There it
It's
is.
fine. I've got it. I've got it. Oh, I was thinking about this literally just the other day.
Yeah, we did that. You put together the audio, didn't you?
It's the audio is ready to go. Yeah.
We should I should put it on YouTube or something, or actually I should just put it on here and just load the audio up that way. I think you sent it to me and I listened to it and it was good. Yeah, I was like, do I have that audio? Am I gonna have to ask him for it after you probably gave it to me three times?
I mean, I do the same thing.
But we could put
Lose
it.
track of where we save things.
Oh, so bad. So bad. Em's being all quiet now. Okay. I can still hear myself though, speaking back, so I know you're there. We're gonna this one is I didn't I don't think we named it. I it's just spanking with Tom and I, so it's like, dinner with Tom and I, so shopping, internet shopping with Tom and I, so this happens to be spanking
I mean,
with Tom and I.
just scrolling through it now, though, if I say so myself, it's kind of epic.
It is really epic. Yeah, this poem, I'm just to warn the listeners, This poem is probably going to be at least 10 minutes to read, maybe
Probably.
5, 10 minutes. How long was the audio? Do you remember?
Yeah, I think it was close to 10 minutes. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, 5 or 10 minutes. So just so you know, so buckle in and hold on tight because, yeah, okay. Do I have to say the name again? Spanking with Tom and ISO.
Yeah. Chat,
That ruins it. I gotta get in the mood. I gotta get in character.
people in chat can think about a title for this poem because we never thought
Yeah, okay. Here you go. Here's your first collaboration with me, or your second, actually, because I did sing your music. You can help us come up with a decent title because, yeah. Okay. He caught me standing in front of the mirror, murmuring frustrations, repeating negative incantations. He saw me, my face, my eyes, my story, watched me whisper my despise, not tall enough, not thin enough, not shapely enough, not young enough, not right enough, never, never right enough. With the brush through my hair, each stroke, each line of the old and heavy yoke that I was sure I would always wear.
I am a silent observer for just a moment of utterances cruel, of tear-streaked countenance. She stands lost in reflection, her tongue dripping with hate, tearing, stripping back layers of beauty that she simply cannot see. With every word, the ache in my heart grows. How can a creature so divine be so vicious towards herself? I step forwards into the light. I can be silent no longer.
I gasp at the sound of his step, his presence intense and looming. A breath escapes as my face pales. I've been caught in my transgression. If you can't see what I see, he says low, dark, warming, I must give you correction. You have conceded this role given to me to train. Your grace, your vital, your glow, your glory. Together we will find the divine in your story.
My arms encircle her waist. My chin rests upon her shoulder. She trembles at my power and shudders when I growl. Rule number one is above all others. You know its importance, for you are mine, my most precious possession, center of my universe, my perpetual obsession. Now you forget your beauty, grace, and worth. Now I will remind you with marks and bruises, painted reminders of my unbreakable love.
I have consented his dear direction, and the lonely, unwanted thing hiding inside of me releases a warm, easing feeling, reorienting my anxiety. In poignant contrast to his following through, heart-swelling delight while my skin tightens in dread, for I am not abandoned to my ugly loathing, constant comparison lurking malevolent in my head. I am taken in reprimand, commanded to take position, head down, presenting, where he will enforce his right and his will. In my cathartic pain and begging, the reprisal of condemning is owned, the price careless words and thoughts professing.
She bows over the bed, the altar of our love. I place a hand on her back, a quiver, a sigh. She places herself once more into my care, head stooping low, posterior raised high, skirt lifted up, silky fabric dragged down over intoxicating curves, soft, unmarked skin revealed. This will be my canvas, where I will paint indelible reminders of her value, stinging mementos from the hands that hold her so dear, so close. The hands which caress so soft and wipe away tears, now to be the instrument
of my adoring castigation.
He explains the equation once more. How many? And all the expectations. His words calm, concise, and measured. This will hurt, break skin, bruise flesh, and press deep and hard into my wounded consciousness. And oh, my wanting, my weeping, my overcome needing. I'm contrasts, bold into shaking, agreeing, trusting into this soul marking, stinging. No mercy in each blow. I'll count each round ragged as he bleeds me, takes me, leads me, shatters the self that I was, and reshapes me sacred as his own.
My love is violent, my passion fierce, each blow percussive, shaking the foundations of the prison she has constructed within. The walls that hide her true self, her ethereal beauty, visible to all but herself. I will release this incarcerated angel to soar once more upon wings given flight by my savage hand and my loving words. Sweet honey dripping, affirmations of worthiness like balm upon fresh cuts and open wounds, tearing down her misguided self-loathing.
I count each lash and each blow, 10, 15, 20 more. My body grieves, but my mind struggles. The skin burns, it stings, and I am lit up into heat, becoming a groaning, steaming conflagration, flushed to a place where my thoughts finally twist open. Flames rush in, race wild from my head down to my spine. He says, I know what I see. I know who you are. Do you think I love ugly? I love hollow. I love trash. You are shine. You are beauty and blessing. But most of all, this one thing you know, that I will see you. I know you. And yes, I own you. I take you, keep you, claim you. I want you. You are mine. And those words, he says, as my skin pinkens, ripens into blue, those words are obliteration, shaking down, destroying my self-recrimination.
She doesn't see what I see, but I will make her feel it. Every lash, every stroke, every palm print, driving home my message of adoration and acceptance. As pink turns to red, turns to blue, the angel in my care breaks, piece by fragile piece, into pebbles of light free from the gloom of her savage self-judgment. And now I must rebuild. From the rubble of a broken soul she is made anew, with gentle hands caressing bruised body, extending to dark, wet places, seeking the core of her pleasure, where I will fill her with my love.
After the pain and the wrecking, the hands and the words, my reshaping, a kiss of bliss on every mark. And as the weeping recedes, tide after tide, I am washed clean, his intention meeting mine, no longer adrift, caught up in mirrors, memories, and comparisons. As fabric slides and his warm divine comes close enough to touch my devastation, and I feel every light tap, every brush of his eyelash, every intimate scrape of his beard, cheek, and chin, the delicate tracing of aroused trappings, the taunting filling of my exceedingly empty, plunging in, uproarious possession. Pain and bliss collide, transformed into panting. He gives a new stroke, wet, deep, demanding, painting me new and beautiful.
With trembling, screaming, gasping pleasure, we are one. I have taken, claimed, marked that which is mine. I have given, consoled, broken, and repaired. She is enveloped in a loving embrace, covered with kisses, shrouded in arms and hands that stroke dark bruises, applying healing to hurt, mending shattered heart. Her ruined body nestles, exhausted, intimate breathing, bodies tessellate. Bathed in the quiet, the brutal consequences of our union, violent reactions born of grievous castigation must now be soothed and subdued. Angry contusions cry for relief as I scoop her up into strong arms. The warmth of the shower beckons, the softness of the sponge, as loving application of restorative attention elicits her grateful sigh. My nakedness presses against hers, arms encircling, lips upon neck, while warm water rinses away the grime of her pain.
I am crying into splendor. Pieces reworked in acceptance. Pleasure leaking from ecstasies is missions, washed clean of my own self-accusations. I want to be the creature of his dreams, the one that satisfies, that completes. We are a perfect, shining circle of brilliance, of honesty and emotion, caresses of convergence, roughly redirected, rawly taken, tenderly washed, served, observed. From shower to embraces, needs administered, medication, slow sensual words and reassurances, broken apart 100 ways and after, completely cared for, mind, body, spirit, put back together in this wonder of relationship where we have agreed.
Look into my eyes, little one. Show me the tear-stained windows of your soul. I have seen your pain today. I know your scars. I memorized each one. And I have taken them from you. And I will keep them locked away in my heart. I see the beauty hidden to you. And reveal it through my firm hand. No more hatred. No more fear. Lift that chin up. I'm proud of you. My perfect, my love, mine.
That was really good. I gotta unmute. You were making all this noise. I muted you. I'm sorry. Yeah, are you unmuted? Can you hear me, Vasil? No, I can't hear him. Are you there?
Me?
Yes, you. You were moving around, so I muted you because it was getting amplified, and it would be on the replay. I don't know. I got to learn how to turn up guests. Thank you so much. Yeah, Tom could do this professionally, couldn't he?
Yeah, he loves to read.
Yeah, he just read that off. That I mean, we haven't touched that for months, so. And I'm like, how do you say that word? Tom, did you like that? I'm gonna give you some stuff. I need you to come on and read more.
I forgot how proud I was of that piece, if I'm honest.
Really?
I mean, it took us at least 2 weeks to write, to be fair.
It did. And we messed with it.
Yeah, it was a collaborative writing effort between ISO and myself.
And I'm thinking, wow, I could edit this out and edit that. But no, it tells a great story. It's got the whole flow, and it was, and it would never make it on Twitter. It'd be lost. Mm-hmm. So what should we name it? What do you think? Should we name it?
We need a name.
Somebody give it a name. The spanking porn by Tom Nexo.
Oh, God. How to ruin a piece in 3 seconds.
I'm sorry. No!
Playing the booty bongos.
Come on, you two gentlemen. Give me an answer. A hard abandon. What do you think? You're the creative one. You.
No.
Is that a name suggested in chat? Dear God,
No. We got that twice. We got two. No.
Let's call it Dear God, Make It Stop.
I love the premise, especially the aftercare. Too little attention given to that and how natural it is. Yeah, that was Tom. Tom's all. I mean, he's all.
As somebody who's primarily written BDSM related stuff for the last 2 years, it's a really important aspect that gets ignored in a lot of fiction and poetry and all kinds of things. So, yeah, close to my heart.
Yeah, I'm glad we got that in there. I'm glad we got the whole progression. You know, we couldn't have got that in a tweet, right?
No. Nothing beats the sensation of live theater, my darling.
A live theater! Oh gosh, what else should we do? I think I'm going to probably, we've gone almost an hour and a half now, and I do have some editing at the beginning. So I think we got an hour show in here. So, but I am going to take that one that we did together and I'm going to put it on the podcast. I think maybe I'll put it on the one Ben read. Oh, no, Ben's going to do that. Ben read one for me that I wrote, and I can't give you his work. I got to give you each your own work. I don't have time. I'm just going to have to find stuff somewhere else. But thank you so much, ladies. Accident, is that what that is? Or is it Lady Snaccident? Tom is on Twitter. I will get you his link. He's on G-Twitter. If you're not on Dirty Twitter and you follow all of us, I'm sorry.
Be careful. You might want to make a new account to follow us.
Yeah, you might. We do tend to, retweet and then our own stuff. I'm really writing about vacuum cleaners most of the time. So I'm fine. But these two, you know.
I just want to say Lady Snaccident is possibly one of the best names I've heard in a while.
Is that what it is? Lady Snaccident?
I think that's how it's supposed to be said. Yeah.
I can't read. Lady Snaccident.
Because she a snack, but it's all intentional.
Yeah. You totally get that. I'm so slow on the update.
Oh, I say we should hang more often. I needed a laugh tonight before I go to bed.
Did you? Oh, yeah. I'm just such a goober. A heart abandoned. Thank you so much for being brave and coming on and having a conversation with me about what inspires you and your journey of becoming a Twitter poet.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
It's wonderful. I mean, it is, it's something new. You've never done it before and you stepped out and that is really awesome. Maybe some of the other poets who read to this will take a chance on me. I'm kind, I promise. And come on and read. I love it. I want to do more. In fact, I posted it as a summer series. So Tom, yeah, I'm doing a summer series. You need to write some poems. Short stories, some prose. It's a summer series all summer long. And come on and read. I've just given you a reason.
All right. Are we talking dirty stuff or not dirty stuff?
Oh, you could do either or. You can do whatever inspires you. Whatever you want to read, you're welcome to read. I just would rather it not be the erotic audio that's first person, I'd rather it be you, she, or I, me, or whatever, but not the... hello, you're not the acted out scene.
Okay. Yeah, I get that.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
So thank you, gentlemen. I'm going to hit my music and we're going to go out, and I'm going to thank you for following everybody, ladies in accident. I'm going to hit the music, and yeah, we'll try. And then I'm going to like wax poetic about the importance of words, and yeah, you know the drill. So where's my music? Oh, I lost it. Oh, there it is. Gosh, new interface. I can't deal with it. I just want to thank Heart Abandoned 1, M, and for coming on. It's, you know, when you're not, you just write for fun. You're like, why would I want to do that? Why would I want to go on this podcast and talk to this crazy lady and share my work when it's, I'm just doing it really for me? I'm going to turn the music down so I can do my waxing. One reason is because you're encouraging other people to step out who, and I think that they're, even though we read, you know, sensual stuff and Tom might come back and read something really naughty or maybe he'll read some speculative fiction or some other kind of poetry. I don't know about leaving Norway, about I'm flying on a jet plane. I don't know. But, you know, those words have power, and we can even, I've never had a spanking like that in my life, but I was feeling those words, that story of that self-loathing and the connection of the couple and the punishment and then the aftercare and the punishment, the pleasure and the aftercare. I couldn't have made that without Tom, and he gave me a perspective that helped me, you know, help us work together, and we crafted it, and it was a kind of communication that helped me understand things that I didn't know. And that's kind of what, even though you're smutty poetry, there's no, you know, not everybody's gonna buy your words, but the attempt at making words, there's nothing wrong with that. There's something in sharing them and putting them out there. You never know, you might say, you know, in a tweet, I'm sad, and get 500 likes because everybody's sad. And you've communicated. So that's just me saying, be brave, step out, write your words, share them. You're communicating, you're speaking, you're creating community, you're creating humanity. Okay, that's all I got. Thank you guys, have a great evening.